is the man who's the lead patron of the Alliance of British Drivers. He is none other than Godfrey Bloom. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jonathan. Morning.
What do you think to the changes? Gone is the turn in the road manoeuvre, the three-point turn, the reverse around the corner. In is learning how to follow the directions of a sat-nav.
Well, I agree with almost everything your previous speaker said. I wouldn't take issue with any of her observations at all. But we do have a problem, the elephant in the room, which is, of course, the appalling deaths of young people behind the wheel. We know that statistics show that they form in between 17 and 24, 1.5% of drivers, but 12.5% of fatal accidents. So we're dealing with an extremely serious problem, and which is also very difficult to address. We have a problem with young drivers insofar as that they don't have experience. That's that, you know, how do you put an old head on young shoulders? Really difficult. And you and I, Jonathan, who drive a lot, know that it's experience, really, which makes you a safe driver. So how do you actually instill experience? That's very difficult. I would suggest the practicalities of the tests on rural roads, and that was an excellent point that was made, an awful lot of problems on rural roads. I would like to see a certification process, which isn't necessarily going to be done actually on the test, but it would be good for somebody to have their certificate to say, I have driven, I've done an hour's training on rural roads. And if it's an accepted driving school, that box is ticked without actually having to test that person on that particular thing. And I think the same can go with motorways. The new legislation says, yes, you can learn on motorways, which is a new development. But I think what would be good is if that could be certificated as well. Yes, this applicant has done an hour's training on motorways, another certificate. So you don't cram it all into the test.
So certain elements that, Maria McCarthy mentioned a few minutes ago, as you look around, Godfrey, and you see the driving habits of other people on the road, are there things that you think, good heavens, why are so many people doing that? Why are they not understanding that that's not a safe way to drive, that could be included in the tuition and then would need to be tested?
Well, you see, you've touched on a very good point, and I would argue, but it's only a sort of straw poll, my wife would agree, I think you'd agree with me on this one, Jonathan, that the standard generally of driving has gone down in the last 20 years. But we have to also remember, on the flip side of that, that it is the safest, we are virtually the safest country to drive on in the world, and considering we've got the most crowded roads. But I think there is a deterioration, but I don't think that's at the point of test. I think we're confusing what people can be tested on, what people know to be right, with social responsibility. And when you see people driving like idiots and hooligans on the road, it's because they are behaving in an antisocial manner. It's not because they don't know what they should be doing. They do, but they ignore it and behave in an antisocial manner. And of course, that comes back to road policing, and it's the old drum I've been beating for some time. There are no policemen, trained traffic policemen, on the roads. All the money's gone into cameras, which actually don't get the bad guys. I say before, they get grandma going to Tesco at 35 miles an hour. What we want is cue cars, getting those anti-social drivers and prosecuting for careless or dangerous driving. And I think if people were on the roads, those anti-social people were on the roads, knowing that the car behind them could be a plain police car, a cue car with a camera, they would stop that anti-social behaviour.
Godfrey Bloom, good to speak to you this morning. Outspoken as ever is Mr. Bloom.